Welcome. It's Low Standards and Pours, Wednesday, February 24th, 8:21 in the evening, broadcasting about 25 miles outside of Detroit City. I hope everybody's staying warm out there. Hello, sir.
Hey. I hear there's a...
Great to have you on board.
There's a podcast going on.
There is.
Somebody said, put your sniffles away and let's play.
Yeah. Hold on. Fade out.
Yeah.
Nice. What's going on?
Not much, Master.
You got the sniffles too? Or is that just... Yeah, I got the sniffles.
Mine are just standard. These are non-COVID sniffles.
Yeah. I got sniffles from from something.
Right.
I also got that R2-D2 oxygen machine blown down my throat all night. Sore throat.
Right.
So I might have to,
because you know you need to survive.
Yeah, stay alive and do our award-winning podcasts.
Right, right.
I
was thinking about this earlier today. Are we funny? No, not really.
No.
Are we good enough to have our own pod show?
We haven't kicked this off yet.
No way, man. Are you here to giggle a bit? Maybe hear something musical? Then stick around, and at least one of those things could happen.
Yeah, we got to get back on track. Maybe, I don't know, maybe we should. What do you think? Should we just do like maybe one big show like on Wednesdays or something? Or,
well, if we do
it, I don't care. Whatever. I don't know.
We can work out those details when we're not live.
Yeah, smart time.
Talking to each other.
Yeah, or maybe at least until the concerts start or music starts or
I don't know.
Something. I don't know. Tiger Woods? Jesus.
I heard he forgot how to drive for a couple of seconds.
Yeah, that's what I was putting on our little notes. He's just a shitty driver.
Well, and obviously not on the golf course.
But I'm also,
the more I've been hearing about it, the more they're saying that, you know, there's winding roads back there and they're up and down hills and stuff. And, you know, honestly, I don't care what kind of car you're driving. You take a turn that's supposed to be a 25, 35 mile an hour turn at 40, 45. And if you're even just a little top heavy, you're going over.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks like he kind of, I don't know if he got cut off or maybe he was racing around or something. He's in an SUV. So Christ can't go that fast unless, I don't know.
Well, you know, and here's the thing is I'm not ready to say, you know, you're an idiot driver and you were wasted or anything, because it sounded like he was going to do something professional. So,
yeah.
Yes. And he was probably, you know, all straight and ready to go as a normal person would be.
Yeah.
You know, it's just all that means is I don't care who you are. You just got to be careful in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that
at any given second, it can go away from you or somebody can pull in front of you and, you know.
Yeah. Did you see how much the front end was smashed? Like the whole front end was like crushed. I mean, by a couple feet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to need more than a waxing. Man. Yeah.
Yeah. A little more relaxing, all right.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it sounds like almost like the accelerator, something happened and he just took off and couldn't control it and ended up going up that embankment or down the, you went down an embankment, right?
Yeah, but what, you know, I don't know.
I couldn't tell if he went down the embankment or up the embankment.
He went down it. I only caught parts of the thing because it was just like, I'm so sick and tired of horrible news.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I'm done with it. You know, I'm glad he's fine. I'm sorry it happened.
Yeah.
Next.
Gotcha. You know, well, we'll put that aside.
I mean, yeah, that happened.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
because
why wouldn't it?
Right, right.
You know, you get the asshole senator that runs away from Texas in the middle of a crisis. Yep, that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Some bigot dies of lung cancer last week. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, radio announcer guy kicked the bucket. Okay, fine. That happens. Other bad things happened because of COVID. That happened. One political party blamed the other for things that they had no control over. That always happens. Tiny Hands president provides some ranty tweets so grammatically incorrect and misspelled. It's almost as if he doesn't understand the English language, which is ironic because most of the immigrants who tweet, they do it in our language better than he does. Just saying.
Yeah. How do you really feel?
You know, all those things happened.
Oh, yeah, whatever. Yeah. All right. Hold on a second.
What?
Kendall Jenner called out by fans for alleged Photoshop fail. So dangerous and so sad. Really?
A Photoshop fail?
Yeah, she modified a video of herself in some lingerie. Are you serious?
Why is this?
I can't believe it. I don't know. I think we should look into it more.
I think I don't care. I wasn't.
I can't laugh. I can't laugh that hard because I'll start coughing.
Well, right, and I'm trying not to be funny.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a stretch. That.
Yeah.
As if I've ever had a problem with that before. Trying to be funny.
Instagram influencer sparks outrage after posing naked on top of an endangered elephant in Bali. Go ahead. I really need to know that. Anyways.
You're welcome.
Yeah, what else you got, chicken?
It sounded delicious. Well, as required by the legal team of Walker, Jameson, Statler, and Waldorf, all views expressed by the host are theirs alone and should be in no way deemed reasonable, researched, or coherent thoughts. Listen at your own risk. And that's the end of that.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Podbean cares.
Yeah, I was looking at, I gotta find a better news source than Yahoo. There's gotta be a better news source. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there is a better news source. It's called news. Yeah. Yahoo is just like, it's headline farts.
No, I know. And everything glitches. Is like, everything is commercials. Well, everything you touch has got to have some kind of commercial.
Right. So stop looking at the news. There's nothing there. It has nothing to do with anything that's important for us right now for the next 38 minutes of our show.
I was going to say something about it looks home price growth surges at the end of 2020. Fastest pace in 8 years.
Home prices are going to go up.
Yeah.
Which is good, but not so good.
Go ahead.
Hopefully they get, we got to get you a cough button.
No, I know.
Hopefully there's going to be some legislation passed that gives some kind of – remember we were talking about this earlier in the summertime about mortgage relief and rent relief?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, because I do this for a living, I understand mortgages. There's a way to do it where – it's not going to be super painful, and it's going to actually be good for the economy if we can, do some kind of modification program. And a lot of lenders are doing it like almost automatically.
Just tacking on how far you're behind on the backside of the loan?
Tacking it on the backside of the loan, which is, should be, but the problem, and, people who own a home, that option is there. I actually, my new younger sister had an issue, and I told her about it, and she's like, yeah, I called the bank and I told them I want to do the program, and they basically gave me 3 months off, but they tacked them on the end of the mortgage, and that was enough to get us set up. And I says, once those 3 months are over, you got to talk to them again to make sure everything's cool,
right?
And then if you have to do it again, they'll only do it 3 months at a time.
Gotcha. But
you can continue to do it as long as the situation's the same. And it's right. Really depends on the lender, but it's out there. That's an option for homeowners. But you got to call them up and talk to them.
Yeah.
And say, hey, this is the situation. COVID this, COVID that, out of work, need the help.
Sure.
As homeowners, that's fine. But the problem is the renters, the people who are, paying rent to somebody who owns the house.
Yeah.
There has to be a way that same program can be applied to the owner of the house for the mortgage so that they can defer the payments that they owe on the mortgage, but only if they guarantee that they're giving that person living in the house the free rent. Right.
Yeah, the same courtesy, sure.
That would make sense. It shouldn't be that hard to write it up.
Right, right.
Some kind of legalese. And, what I just explained to you, you add two more pages of legalese and that should be it.
Yeah.
But, knowing these jackalopes in Congress, I don't care what side you're on. they're still jackalopes. But either way, yeah, they're going to screw it up and make it worse. A simple idea, they're going to screw it up. I feel for the people who are renting. There's got to be, and, you know, who are in a situation right where they're having an issue paying rent.
It's tough. It's like the people that are renting that are in the service industry, you know, mm-hmm, like the restaurants and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's got to be brutal. It's got to be brutal. And then on top of it, their unemployment. Yeah, their unemployment's running out or has ran out, at least here in Michigan, I believe. I don't know if they're.
Well, it depends on when you claim the unemployment, you know.
Yeah, but I think there's as far as
a lot of back and forth, and, you know, some places have opened for a little bit and then had to close up a bit.
Yeah, but I think the benefits as far as filing for new, I don't know. But Michigan's supposed to extend them, aren't they? But I mean, you're out of unemployment benefits. I don't know. It's tough times. Hey, I went through it when the mortgage crisis hit, and
2008.
I was able to tread water. Other than, you know, I mean, myself tread water.
Right, but it was just so you.
Yeah.
You know, you stopped eating steak every night. And you started.
Yeah, exactly. You know, put the lobster away.
Put the lobster in surf and turf away, and started eating, you know, chicken and rice.
Yeah, but, that's all I ever eat, anyways.
Mac and cheese and whatever.
It's basically what happened.
Ramen.
There's a lot of frozen vegetables and rice and chicken and soup, and, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
It was just you. There's a lot of people out there who are, you know, got other family they gotta worry about too, and now all the money's gone. I don't understand how it happens. Oh, and then of course there's the big freeze, which, you know, I don't understand how Texas. I don't understand how any of these politicians are still have not been.
I do not understand. Period.
Removed from.
Yeah.
You know, and then I
don't know the entire ramifications of it. I don't know. I kept hearing something about people are getting like bills in the mail that are like for thousands of dollars or something like that for.
Well, yeah.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I know the storm hit and, you know, all that, but.
It's a supply and demand issue, and it is the Wild West.
Yeah.
It really is the Wild West out there, and it's ridiculous. And the people who need to be protected are not protected, and this is crazy. Hey, Evan's joined us.
Hey.
Hello, Evan.
Yeah.
Friend of the show. Evan. Smells lovely. Looks good in leather. Turns out to be a very clever human.
Yeah, is it the guy that worked for NASA?
It's Evan, man.
All right. What's up, Evan?
I don't remember anybody for anything, but I just know in front of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather.
Is that a full leather outfit or leather pants or both? Or
hey, man, I didn't take the pictures.
All right. I didn't know you had pictures. You might want to tell Evan. And he doesn't work for NASA.
What other crazy crap can we make of?
I don't know. Make up whatever you want. Man. I think our whole show is made up. It's not
right. Exactly.
It's not factual.
Right.
It's not even functional.
It's not even feng shuiable.
Feng shui.
Yeah. Are we funny?
No. I don't know.
Are we good enough to have our own show? No way, man.
Just barely.
Are you here to giggle a bit and maybe do something musical?
Yeah. Maybe participate.
Yeah. And then stick around. Maybe one of those things could happen. We'll see.
Yeah. Never know.
Yeah. We'll see. So,
and Ruthie. Hello, Ruthie.
Ruthie.
Yeah. She's been on our show. Yeah.
Look at that.
Remember? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ruthie. Oh, yeah. She's a friend of the show. Smells lovely.
Well,
looks good in leather. Tire swing in the backyard. You know, Ruthie.
We had to get rid of Svedka because I think it was too much of a reference to the actual booze Svedka. So we changed it to Waldorf and Stettler.
Yeah, it's Jameson Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf.
Yeah, those are the two guys from
the Muppets.
The Muppets. The guys that hung out in the, what do you call that thing? The upper balcony there? What do you call those
things?
The where goes the into.
Queen sits.
Yeah, well, it's like, the box. Yeah, box seats, right?
Box seats, yeah.
He's right.
English, yeah, thanks, man. Evan. English, thinking English.
I know, maybe Evan should be on this show. Like, once I get on, I can't remember anything. I go like blank.
All right, well, let's talk music, man.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? I didn't get prepared, but I know what I want to talk about. So you start.
Well, I actually have two.
Yeah.
And these were kind of last minute ones, but you know, that's me. And what I was thinking is I'm going to start with probably.
Go ahead. You know, don't pick the one I'm picking.
Something mellow and interesting, but just fun. Let's see here. I had this kind of set. This is maybe a one album band. This I only know the one. It's from the 90s. Let's see here. We've got it playing in the background here. You hear that at all?
Yeah.
It's from 1992. This is the second song on the CD. One of their popular ones. And honestly, when I pick these albums to talk about, I pick something that's got at least three good songs.
Yeah.
Solid tunes.
That's your criteria?
Well, that was my criteria for buying it. Are there three solid songs on this that I like? And if there is, there's a good chance that I'm going to like one or two more. And if there's 15 songs on the CD, it's worth it to me.
All right.
I'll spend the $15 for the CD.
Yeah.
And that's how I used to do it. And that's this one. So this is a song called Ground Level. And you know this is. Well, this will be the giveaway. Listen, hold on. I'm overdoing it. Let's get rid of this one. Yeah, I used it to cook. There's only this much left in it. I'm sorry. There's more in the fridge in the garage.
We're on our podcast.
I know. There's only certain things that I'm allowed to do. And I broke one of those rules, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, you certainly did.
You know this song?
Yeah.
So this is Stereo MCs.
Yep. I know that I knew the song. I couldn't remember the name of the band though. Yeah, they're one hit wonders, though, aren't they? Pretty much.
Well, it was this one album, but I bought the album and I'm like, this is just phenomenal, and I love. There's like three or four good songs on it. The first one I played that I really like. This Connected is just phenomenal, and it's like only 4 minutes long, but you can find a remix out there and listen to 9 minutes of this, and it's just the same repeating, but it's interesting. It's good driving music if you're on the freeway, gonna be driving from Arizona home.
Yeah, if you got one of those road trips, one of those Bill road trips.
Yes, this one was with me. So that's that one, and then they've got another one. Let's see.
Do they have anything else besides that one?
So Connected in the first song that I played for you, and then this one here. This is Step It Up. It's good horns, just good all around upbeat kind of fun stuff.
I like it.
It is. It's a good album. Like I said, from 1992, and it's Stereo MC's Connected. It's the name of the album, and it's good stuff. I enjoy listening to it.
Interesting.
You know, it's easy to put the headphones on while you're sitting at the desk working and just bop a little bit.
Right, right.
You know, shake the head a little, underwrite a loan, approve some shit, move on.
Kind of keeps your mojo, though, right? You know, it kind of keeps your rhythm going a little bit.
Mojo it's is like, a good way to describe these guys.
It's like putting porn music on, you know?
Not even close, but
no,
I could see.
I mean, not for the same reason, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if this wasn't a podcast,
sure.
Well, I mean, I could still say it, but
you can say whatever you like. Remember the disclaimer,
right?
So, that's Stereo MCs from 1992. The album is Connected. Sorry, I just went into my radio voice there for a second.
No, I could appreciate that.
Yeah. So, but no, it's just, like I said, it's fun, upbeat, and it's got something to it.
I'm gonna throw something out there.
All right.
I'm gonna see if I can give you some hints.
All right.
And you won't know this band. You've seen this band, but I don't know if my subtle hints will.
Will I get it from your hints? Probably not. But I've
seen. No, you know what? I mean, you probably didn't even know you saw this band. yeah. Well, let me clarify that. only because I didn't know that. Well, I don't know if I did or not.
Did we even know that they opened up for whoever we went and see?
Exactly. I think we went and saw this band.
Oh,
this other band.
It's but we, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Hold on.
Did they pick anybody for Jeopardy yet? Or are they all just doing the cameos? I thought they picked that one guy, but it was just a temporary thing.
I'm going to take a stab in the dark, and I'm going to say War Paint.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes!
I was going to say, I'm going to play you a new song, and there's a song by War Paint called New Song.
I would have never guessed it by that, but the hint that you gave me that I wouldn't have thought that I saw him already, but I saw him already, and then we talked.
Yeah.
And then I'm rattling through my brain the different concerts we've seen together, and I'm like, there was that one band that we talked about as we're listening to them open up for Depeche Mode.
Yeah, and that was probably the best sounding show I've heard in a long time.
I put a note in my little note thing in my phone. That's what I had to hold on. I got to take a look.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure I remembered the name of the band to look them up.
Why don't you put on War Paint New Song? Because yours works better. Maybe we'll just do that until I figure out my $4 stereo speaker plug-in deal. Ear pod thing. I don't even know.
I'm going to get the official audio version.
Yeah. New Song.
And I
like, if you listen to the lyrics of a new song, the girls are kind of relaying it to a new boyfriend.
Yeah. And I just remember really digging on them. There's something to it.
They played well.
They reminded me of somebody else.
Oh. Miley Cyrus?
No. There's something about her voice, that droning something, and just digging.
Back to the Cowboy Junkies, maybe?
No, not even.
No, beyond that?
I'm thinking like Sentient or something like that from the late 80s.
I think these chicks are tight.
Yeah.
They sound awesome.
And when we saw them live, they really put on a good show.
I would go see them again just by themselves.
Oh, I would too. I'd be happy.
Yeah, I keep checking to see when they're touring.
Oh, you're on watching them.
What?
You're watching them to see when they're coming.
Yeah, I keep checking. Yeah, I've got some dingers out there. So when they schedule something out here, I'll get a notification.
Sweet.
It's something about their music. It's just very. I don't know. I think they're excellent.
Oh, I missed Roastmaster Glenn joined us.
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn.
You know Roastmaster Glenn. Friend of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather, new to the planet.
Hello, hello.
We love Roastmaster Glenn. Evan's got this thing in here. It says it's the executive producer's hosting now. No permanent host yet. I'm trying to figure out what you're talking about, Evan. I have no idea. Hey, Sander has joined us. Thanks for stopping by. You know Sander, friend of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather. There's a hurricane named after him.
I think you're getting a hang of this podcast thing.
I might be.
Jeopardy. Gotcha. Executive producer, host of the show. Right. Yeah, because they had the one guy, the all-time winning contestant on there for, what, like 6 weeks or something, wasn't it? I don't watch it. I mean, I just kind of I catch bits.
Was there a conversation happening? I didn't know.
I don't know. My mom watches Jeopardy, you know. Sometimes when I stop over there, she's all, you know, whatever, engulfed in it.
Yeah.
Pat Sajak, and she loves all those guys. Price is Right is one of her all-time favorites.
Right. What else we got by War Paint that you wanted me to throw? Because I'm taking this one.
Yeah, Bees is really good. Like a bumblebee, Bees.
B-E-E-Bees.
Yeah. Bees.
All right, let's see what happens.
You ever see the documentary on? There's a documentary on Bees. You ever see that?
War Paint.
It is the most interesting documentary.
I've heard that there was one out there that I thought I would want to watch.
Bees will buzz, turn, they do a dance.
Yeah,
that communicates to other bees, and they can pinpoint a flower from, I can't remember how far away, but like 4 miles away or something like that.
Yeah, they know stuff.
Yeah, the most interesting.
And they know how to, that's God. How they talk to each other, is the bees.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is War Paint. Name of the song is Bees, and this is off the Fool Deluxe album.
Yes.
Pretty interesting. I don't know what year this is. I don't have the CD in front of me.
I had it out. Fool was 2009 to 2011.
Okay. Yeah, these girls have a little bit of a droning.
They do. I like that dark
kind of... I'm trying to think of who they sound like to me.
I could listen to these guys forever and not get tired of them. I mean, maybe eventually after...
Well, yeah, I mean, this is...
Five or ten years.
Well, I mean, it's...
I'm kidding.
Like I am with Cat Power. You listen to them.
Right,
right. You know, you go through the whole catalog in a day and love it, and then rotate through the catalog again a couple, three or four times throughout the week.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this, there's something to this.
And John Frusciante from the Red Hot Chili Peppers mixed some of their albums, which I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, he had some drug problems, but kind of got back into the game and did some solo stuff. But I never think that Wikipedia is 100% correct, but I like to see who they're affiliated with.
Right.
You know, it's kind of cool because there's so much overlap and interconnection, and you know, different people producing different albums.
And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to do that thing. There's like three main bands that I want to kind of do that whole genealogy with.
Yeah, yeah.
One was Two Tone Records because there you get the English Beat and the Go-Go's, I think the Bengals.
Russian Cartel steals beehives in California.
Yeah.
They do that on purpose, obviously, to kill our food?
No, they need the bees to pollinate their stuff.
Well, why don't they just grow their own damn bees?
Well, you got to get some to start some.
Yeah.
Don't grow on trees, man.
No, I know. I guess it's part malicious to our side and more beneficial to them. It's kind of a double-edged sword, so to speak, I guess, maybe. You know what I'm saying? They take them away and they don't pollinate our food. And
well, there's that.
I wonder how they get them back to Russia.
I don't
know. Throw them in a box and put them on a plane? Yeah, I don't know.
Very careful little plane.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Really.
Now, Ace Sandor, was that in a documentary of any kind or? Evans is Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, I could see that a little bit. Her voice.
She kind of dropped off the planet. She was talented too.
Yeah, but there's
Sarah McLachlan. Her voice was incredible.
Yeah.
And she knew how to write a song. Like, if you just listen to the lyrics, always told a great story.
There's this sound. The War Paint has a sound that's very particular, and I'm a ladies band digger.
Me too.
Dig me some chickies. But the sound that they have, Alanis Morissette is close. I can see where you would hear that, but it's not the one that's being triggered in my head that I can't seem to pick out.
It'll be some good homework for you on Sunday.
Trying to scroll through the visual of my catalog in my head, and I'm just not seeing it. But I know
you're talking about, like, if you slowed down the Go-Go's, or if you slowed down.
No. I'm talking about there's like Sentient. Remember?
I don't know if I know that group. Honestly, I don't know. I might know a song, but.
Yeah, and I can't think of the name of it. I've got an old tape.
It's okay.
Oh, that was it. Sentient. Only Love Can Break Your Heart. Oh, man.
Are you thinking Air Supply, maybe?
No.
All Out of Love? I can play that one.
No, I'm not. Don't.
We all love Air Supply.
No, we don't. I mean, we tolerate them because you love them. All right, so that was... Let's see. I got War Paint here. I'm pausing. But no, there's a whole nother something. It's not this one specifically. But this, you remember this song? This is Saint-Étienne, and it's their friend.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Only love can break your heart.
Yeah, yeah. This is an old one.
Yeah. I have this tape somewhere.
I do remember that.
This one's a little more 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas these girls are more, war paint is more, what's the word I'm looking for? A little more goth.
A little more spiritual.
I'm going more goth.
Well, you can say spiritual. You can agree with me for once. Just go, just say it.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
If it makes you happy, I will.
Yep, it did. Mm-hmm. But I do remember that song, the one that you're playing. God,
I love this song.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I heard that song.
This is like 1989, 1988. I don't even know. YouTube doesn't tell me, and I don't care.
There's a girl by the name of Sia. You ever
listen to her? I know who she is.
Yeah.
She has pretty wild hair and covers her face.
I dig her.
She's got a beautiful voice, but that's not the one I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of somebody from like late 80s, early 90s. Has a similar sound. It'll come to me later.
All right.
So.
Oh, you're talking somebody older then.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. This is recent.
Late 80s, 90s.
Yeah, War Paint is the second coming of somebody that I was thinking of.
Okay.
So who else you got? Or no, you were doing
War Paint. You're up. You're up.
Yeah, was there another song that you were thinking about from War Paint or just those two?
No, just those two. If anybody appreciates female singers and has never heard of War Paint or listened to them, make sure and give them a listen. There's really nothing not to enjoy. They're excellent. Excellent. And they're excellent in concert. If they ever come by wherever you guys are at, go see them. Bring a date. Get lucky. I remember they opened up for Depeche Mode. I was with Fuckballs.
Yeah,
and I was like, yeah. And I remember that's when your wife said, Do you go to a lot of concerts with Bill? It sounds like you do. And I'm like, I think I've been to one or two with them. Yeah. One or two in the last month, maybe. No, just kidding.
Right.
And you need to say a little prayer. Fuckballs, his dad went to the hospital with a blood clot in his leg and his lung, and he had a stroke.
That's no good.
No. So say a prayer. Say a prayer.
How's she holding up?
She's, I don't know. She's kind of tough to figure out, but I think she's doing okay. I think she's doing okay. Okay. I keep checking in with her.
All right. Well, just be a friend. Tell her I'm thinking about her too.
I will.
We'll get the prayer chain going here on Low Standards and Pours.
Yeah.
For those who believe, say a prayer. But if she needs something, if she needs me to do something, I'll do it.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm more of a doer than a prayer.
I got you.
You know, all she's got to do is say, God, I just need somebody to drop off a gallon of milk because I can't go out. I'm just blah, 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 whatever. Anyway.
Evan wants to know why 99 Left Balloons broke up. That was, there was a, was it a German version? No. French? No.
It was German.
It was German, yeah, two different versions. An American, English, and German version.
Yeah. By the way, this is War Paint in the background still. It's a new song, a different song, Elephants is the name of it. Looks like it's 2010 maybe.
See, I like putting them on Spotify and it'll pick up other female bands.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to listen to this War Paint tomorrow at work. And
you should.
It'll come to me as I'm going through it.
It'll just pop in your head. You'll probably pop in your head tonight.
Yeah, right after we hang up.
Yeah, exactly. Right after the podcast is over with.
Maybe it's yeah, yeah, yes. It could be. There's a certain something to it. Let me see. Come on.
I don't know. I haven't heard that much from Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Like, there's this song Phenomenal. Play the song Phenomenal, but I don't. That's a pretty strong song.
I just popped
song.
In Maps.
Mm.
Let's see what happens here. Let's try some volume. Here we go. Come on, people. This might be the one I'm thinking of.
But they're pretty powerful band.
It is. This is who I'm thinking of because of her voice. Listen to this voice. And then let's go back. I'm going to look the other one up.
Phenomenal is my favorite. Because it reminds me of myself. Phenomenal.
So this is, it's Maps, which is, one of their three,
You have to see that.
She's got a certain, and there's that tone in the guitar.
Yeah.
There's something to it.
They're driving in the same lane, I think.
Yeah. And now here we'll go back to War Paint. Throw this up there.
Can't wait till I get pinched for copyright infringement. Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, good comparison.
Is this War Paint again? Kind of playing them both at the same time. I don't know. I'm just messing around, but that's where I was with it. I knew there was somebody out there that I was matching up with in my head.
Yeah, good job.
And, of course, I dig me some yes, but that's not who I'm talking about tonight. So we talked about your band, War Paint, which was great. We already talked about Stereo MCs, which I was digging. Let's pause Miss fade her out. Like that fade out?
Yeah, good fade out. I like that.
I'm getting almost as I'm good still as
Yeah, I'm still practicing.
Yeah, well, this is one of the bands. I don't know if you and I have ever talked about these guys, but I really dig them. This is their first album, which I bought when I was in Ireland in 1989. This album had just come out, and I bought it in Dublin.
Huh.
Who's this sound like to you? I So this is from 88.
It's not the Muddy Lemon Drops. It's
It is the Muddy Lemon Drops.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Vocals tell a story. You can clearly hear the guitars. Bass is in there nice. It's all the pieces of something that is easy to hear the parts.
Right, and yet right.
It tells the story together. So that's Inside Out, Muddy Lemon Drops.
I listen to them more. I put them on Spotify.
Yeah,
it's one of those bands that that I kind of forgot about. And I've got another band. I was thinking about putting something else on, but I'm going to put on kind of a one-hit wonder because I love the song so much. But
all right, well, you tell me.
We'll see.
Let me guess.
We'll see.
So this is Inside Out. Again, Muddy Lemon Drops, same album. And this, when I heard this album, I was like, there's six good songs on this album. And then I listened to the whole album straight through.
There's not
a bad song on it. There's not a single song on here that I would skip over to hear the next song. And that's saying a lot. And every single, there's 12 songs on the CD, and every one of them solid. And it's nothing spectacular. I mean, you can hear it in the background, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
There's vocals, music, good stuff, but it's got a rhythm to it, and if you really get into it and listen, there's a lot of something here.
All right, I'm gonna throw a band out there, and I only know one of their songs, although I've heard them a lot years ago. I haven't really caught back up with them, and I don't even think they're together anymore, nor do they tour. You may know them.
Hold on. I got too much going on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I'm back.
So,
throw this one out at you first.
Go ahead.
This is one of my favorites by Muddy Lemon Drops called Out of Hand. And he's got this, when you can hear him, you can feel him singing this one. When he gets into the verse, let's see here. Here we go. He just belted it out. There's just something to it, man. And, you know, this is one of those you just listen to and you go, oh. But it takes a couple listens. And then you're like, oh, that's what he's singing about. I get it. He's lost his grip. It's out of his hands.
All right. You're making me change again. And I'll tell you who I was going to pick before. But you're making me change. I'm going to kind of clear the palate here, so to speak.
You like that fade out, by the way?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah. I'm done with my lemon drops for the night.
Well, that's good. That's good. So this one you will not know. I mean, if you did know, I'd be surprised. But if I was a betting man, I'd put a lot of money on it that you don't even – you probably have no idea. You've probably heard one of the songs, but probably didn't even listen all the way through. There's actually two of them you might know. Comes off an album, Fat of the Land.
Fat of the Land.
Yeah, you're not going to know it.
Okay. So I don't know.
Completely not the 80s. More the 90s.
Okay.
Heavy industrial techno kind of style. So
KMFDM.
Nope. The Prodigy. Type in Prodigy Breathe.
Okay. Prodigy Breathe.
And I'm just doing this to kind of clear the slate a little bit, because we talk a lot about 80s and 90s and even 70s music a little bit.
And that's the thing is we're not so stuck in a groove that we're not flexible enough to go, all right, give me something interesting.
Yeah. What do you do when you drink wine, when you're tasting wine, they give you a cracker to cracker, clear your palate? Something like that. Yeah, cracker and cheese.
You're supposed to not really drink the wine. You're supposed to swish it around.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they give you some water and some, you know.
Yeah, but they give you something that will like clear your
So you're trying to cleanse the palate here with Prodigy Breathe. Yeah, I do remember this song. I remember this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Smack My Bitch Up and then Firestarter.
Yeah.
Were the two real popular ones.
I remember Smack My Bitch Up.
Yeah, and Smack My Bitch
Up. I remember too, though.
Smack My Bitch Up got a lot of negative airplay because of MTV.
Right.
MTV tried playing it, or maybe it was VH1. No, it was MTV. Like after midnight, but they still caught a bunch of shit for it.
Right.
And they actually yanked it from the album. They stopped putting it on the album.
It's just music.
Yeah. It's got a crazy video. Crazy video.
Yeah.
But I have So if I was bipolar in the way I listen to music,
right,
this is kind of the other side that I like. But for me, this kind of, again, it actually relaxes me.
Yeah.
In a way.
I was the same way with KMFDM. That's why I brought them up.
Yeah, it's
there's a certain, well, plus KMFDM did some mellow stuff. Just, but yeah. It was techno mellow. It was like the weirdest thing ever. And then there's like Skinny Puppy.
Oh,
some
yeah.
Some other bands Puppy. Like that. It's like, oh, yeah, give me some of that.
The Skinny Puppy was real political.
Yeah, but, you know, I didn't care. I just liked the rhythm.
Yeah.
I was a teenager.
Type in, I think it was not Weezer. Oh, my God. Was it Weezer?
Please don't let it be Weezer.
No, hold on.
I remember this song. I like this one. So this is Prodigy, Breathe.
Hold on.
From the late 90s, early 90s, mid 90s, somewhere in the 90s.
That was good. That was a great album.
Yeah. Like pre-grunge, really.
Hold on.
It's a good bass line, too.
That whole album is phenomenal. Unfortunately, Keith Flint passed away. He's the guy with the spiked hair.
Evan, did I answer your question? Who is this? The Prodigy. The song is Breathe. Is that what you're asking about, or was it the one before that? All right, cool, man. Happy to help. Yeah, no, this is a good one. So.
Oh, man. Power. Oh, shoot. Why isn't it pop up?
I just thought of who I'm doing the next time, too.
Hold on a second.
I gotta write this.
God, there was Weezer. What were those other bands? They all came out at the same time.
Those grungy ones.
Why is it not popping up?
Okay. This is no fun.
This is, I need to play this. Hold on.
Alright, so I got my next week's music already set up now.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's not gonna be Peter Gabriel, so although that is a great album. Paradise.
Man, I wonder if they yanked it for some reason.
Alright, so that's Breathe. Fade that out.
Let's see. Who did Hashpipe? Who did the song Hashpipe?
Don't know.
Yeah, remember Hashpipe? Come on, Evan, you know it. It's not Weezer. It's the
crazy. Welcome. I'm looking for something else here. There's Front 242. That's what I was looking for.
Oh, right, you're supposed to wait for me.
Well, you don't have to pour anymore.
Oh, Weezer. I wonder if they got rid of it.
These guys are pre-Prodigy. So this is from early 90s. This is Front 242, Welcome to Paradise. 1988, Wax Track Records. I have this.
It sounds like Miami Vice.
It's just got this really crazy. That whole album, Welcome to Paradise, is great.
That's who it is. So it is.
Headhunters on it. Yeah, it's a good one. Well, I like them Beastie Boys.
So.
Hashpipe, yeah, that was Weezer.
No, go type in. Jimmy Eat World Firestarter.
Let's go here. Jimmy Eat World Firestarter?
Yeah. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. This is actually like not even the top four songs by Front 242, but this is a great one.
I'll have to write those guys down.
Jimmy Eat World, Firestarter is a cover of Prodigy.
Yeah, put it on. Play my song.
Hang on, let me fade that out. You like that? I love the fade outs.
Yeah, I do too. It's that special button on that.
Yeah. You just push the fade button and it works out perfectly.
Right.
So Jimmy Eat World, is this another sort of grungy type or what is this?
Just turn it up a little bit.
I know the name. Hold on, it's just a preview. It's the, 38-second. Here we go. So this is, who's this sound like to me? Not Green Day, but who's the other one who shot his head off in the garage?
Cobain?
Yeah. This got a certain Kurt Cobain sound to it. A little grungy, sad, a little whiny. Very good artistic music work, but just sad and whiny. Am I right?
Yeah.
Similar to that?
I thought this was originally about the United States, but I think it's about heroin abuse.
Hmm. So, light topics.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, when you're singing grungy stuff, you should stick to the light topics.
Not a bad remake, man. I think they complement the song pretty well.
I don't know the original song, but
yeah, Prodigy. Good. Prodigy. Firestarter. I'm a Firestarter. You just listen to it.
No, we listened to the other one. We listened to Breathe.
Oh. Yeah, we didn't play Firestarter, did we?
No, we didn't.
Oh, well, you have to go put that back on. It's the complete opposite of this.
Jesus Christ.
Cheesecakes and rice.
Cheese and rice.
Cheese.
So, Firestarter original. Let me fade this out. This is Jimmy Eat's World. And this is Prodigy Firestarter. Probably not a very good version.
It's not going to sound like Jimmy Eat World.
No, not at all. Because this is a... No. I remember Firestarter. This is a faster song.
Yeah.
I do
that's
like
why I want. That's why I want you to listen to Jimmy Eat World. It's so different.
It is. But I remember this song, too. I dig this one. Yeah. And really, you're right. You can listen to this really loud and just relax.
Yeah, yeah.
You notice they use the Art of Noise background?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. I didn't.
Hey. That's from Art of Noise, which is also on my list. It's one of the ones we're going to talk about one day.
Gotcha.
Art of Noise is phenomenal.
They, I don't know too much about them, but everything I've heard from them, they're like one of those just
completely unique. There's nothing like Art of Noise.
Exactly.
But that's a whole different story. But yeah, no, I remember this, and I dig this Prodigy stuff.
Yeah.
I prefer this to Jimmy Eat World's version. Jimmy.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hash pipe. Yeah. No, I know. I couldn't remember. Like I said, I get on this damn podcast and start forgetting everything.
Well, that's why, just write a couple things down on a notepad and ignore them later.
Beastie Boys is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
They are they're pretty talented. They have a documentary out on Apple TV, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, it's about the whole, Weezer. I'm getting them all mixed up. Yeah, so Weezer was Hash Pipe. Jimmy Eat World was whatever Jimmy Eat World was. I've seen Jimmy Eat World in concert. They've opened up for somebody a while back, but I don't remember who it was. I don't know if I even saw him, actually. I don't know.
So now I got to look up that one, and now what's the other one? So you've given me ideas already for Sunday. Are we going to do this Sunday? We're going to do this Saturday? What do we want to do?
Yeah, whatever. I got some other ideas. All right. I got some obscure stuff. This is my super ego, my id, or whatever. I don't remember what id was. Was id the... I don't even remember.
Yeah, we're going to go... I like the idea where we're... I chose something funky punky, Stereo MCs.
Yeah.
And then also went back to, some good old rock and roll, not rock and roll, but like progressive rock with just clear, with the Mighty Lemon Drops. You can hear all the instruments, everything sounds, you can hear it all. It's tasty. There's a story to the songs. And then we went to the Prodigy and just jamming it up.
Yeah.
Great stuff. And then I can't remember who was your first one.
War Paint,
right. Which is just phenomenal. And seriously, unknown, but what a good call. War Paint is good stuff. In fact, War Paint brought me back to Yeah.
You know what was funny is when we went and saw Depeche Mode, I didn't even know that you were even going. It was like last minute, like right before you showed up, I think.
Right.
You're like, hey, where are you sitting at? And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm going to Depeche Mode.
Right. And that was really kind of cool that we were like, oh my God, you're right there.
Yeah. And that happened to me another time. I was same year. I can't remember who I was seeing. And my buddy Dan, his wife and his mom showed up, and they sat down right next to us and didn't even know it. It was me and a bunch. It was a handful of people. Maybe no, that, I don't think that was Depeche Mode. It was another concert, I think. Yeah, it could have been Depeche Mode.
Was
I don't know.
Echo and the Bunnymen. When my brother suddenly showed up, I'm like, oh, I got
it. No, it was at Meadowbrook. No, that was Teresa. Yeah, I don't know why she wanted to go.
So I threw War Paint back on here in the background real quick. This one's called Undertow.
Yeah, Undertow is really good.
And I totally forgot about these guys. And like I said, I had them on my list of things to look up. And sometimes, you know, life gets in the way and you just forget to look stuff in. And this was one of the things that fell through the cracks. But what a good call for pulling these guys out. I'm so glad you did.
That'll be some good work music.
Yeah. And I'm making a note here. Find exactly who War Paint makes you think of.
Are you sure it was the Yeah, Yeah, Yes?
I mean, it was close.
All right.
I think it was. But I need to double check that because there's also...
Wasn't Bananarama?
No.
Bananarama?
No, not at all.
Not even if you slowed those guys down a little bit? Like, I'm thinking, like, listen to some of these all-female bands, but slow them down. Like, slow down the Go-Go's or slow down...
No, I'm thinking of something that I've heard. Like, okay. An actual... real band doing real music, not something I have to manipulate and change around with, and blah, 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 blah.
All right.
Just real stuff.
Could be subliminal. Could be your super ego talking. You don't even know it.
Well, my ego is super. My ego.
What is id? Do you remember what id was? Super ego and id? They went together. I don't remember.
Yeah, you got to reread your philosophy stuff.
It wasn't philosophy.
It's your id and your Iliad and your
Odyssey. All right. I need to go get some cough drops so I can numb my throat.
So you can live again?
Yeah, I was told not to have any cocktails because they don't want my heartbeat dropping.
Right, no, you don't.
Until I get my breathing back to 100% or whatever.
Right, because, you know, not having enough oxygen and then, like, throwing some alcohol in there and slowing your heart, that's just like the whole body's just gonna go, look, I'm tired, I want to go to bed.
Yeah, I might be there with Fuck Balls as dad.
No, don't.
Up in the Jesus Palace.
And who's gonna bug me?
Yeah, I know.
Show?
I know. You know, we lost what's his face?
We lost a lot of things in this world.
We did. We'll get it back.
It'll happen.
I didn't want to mention any names.
Right.
Your old roommate from years ago. He must be busy coaching.
He'll come back.
He will.
We'll get him again.
Okay. What else you got? What do you want to do to wrap this up? And then we'll plan on...
I was going to say, here at Jameson, Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf, the legal team that has so far kept the low standards show out of jail. Just remember, when you're in the clink... for something without a think, call the legal team that don't stink. That's Jameson, Walker, Stettler, and Waldorf.
That's pretty good.
They'll hook you up, man. These are great guys. They're cheap. They work for tomatoes. Seriously, I paid them in tomatoes last time.
I believe it. I believe it.
Great Romas I grew.
Yeah, Roma's good tomato.
Oh, yeah. So
I'm going through tomato burnout.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I can't.
You know, I eat all the tomato. I don't know. It's just kind of tough to say.
Oh, hey, guess what? Samukaharo has joined us. You've heard of Samukaharo. Am I saying it right? Samukaharo.
Yeah.
Samukaharo. You know about Samukaharo.
I have
no idea. Great friend of the show. Smells lovely. Looks good in leather. Tire swing in the backyard. Samukaharo.
Worked for NASA for 3 years.
No, that's not Samukaharo. Oh. Samukaharo has a tire swing in the backyard.
It must have been the Irish guy.
Good friend of the show. Does smell lovely. Looks great in leather, baby.
Well,
that's about the end of that.
You want to give him a bad news?
Thanks for joining us. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're just getting rid of
great show. We talked music left and right. you can hear the background war paint.
Yeah, turn it off.
Undertow. Yeah, this I dig this one.
So when Pat Bean comes after me for copyright infringements, I can go to jail for.
They're not going to get you copyright infringements because we're talking about it. This is part of the disclaimer.
Oh, is it?
Well, yeah, because we're discussing the music, not just playing it and saying give us money. Because, and plus, we're not monetized anyway, so what does it matter?
Mm.
But I mean, we're our thing is we'd rather brag about the music than earn anything from it.
Sure. You know, listen to these guys. Go see them in concert.
Hell yeah!
Buy their T-shirts.
I should have bought a T-shirt.
I know. I got some kind of survey today for all this, all these. Never mind. It's kind of boring.
Do you have a lot of concert T-shirts?
No, I never buy them. I bought, you know what? I bought one the last 15 years. It was the first show the Pixies came back for.
I was just going to say because I'm thinking about taking all my concert T-shirts and let my daughter cut them up.
I wouldn't cut them up. God.
No, she's going to make a quilt out of them.
Oh, gotcha.
And she's done that for some of her friends with their college.
We could file under educational purposes, couldn't we? If we ever got sued by anybody, we are promoting, aren't we, Evan? Could you put under educational purposes? Yeah.
No. There's no point in it. Number one, we're not big enough. Number two, we're not important enough. Number three, we're actually discussing it. So
yeah,
copyright rules. This is free market, whatever.
That's because your name's not on any of this.
Well, no, but I hear you, Evan. We could do, but
I'm kidding. I don't care. Let him call me. I got more to worry about.
Evan's right, though. I mean, we could call it educating, but we don't have to go that far because the fair use laws allow us to, as long as we're discussing it.
Yeah, it's not like we're not promoting any of this. We're only playing the stuff that we like.
Right.
So everything
and we're
half
about
these
it and why you like it.
Half these bands are probably dead or broken up or half broken up and half dead or whatever.
Right.
At least some of these 80s and 90s ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know, who knows? You know, they're back from
it. Well, and, you know, they're doing their, 30-year tour.
Yeah.
Whatever, like Starfish when we first started this crap.
Yeah. Those guys were struggling. But I was going to hear them. Good to see them.
Hell yeah, I'd go see them. I go see. You know what? Like I said, there's really only like the two or three bands that I won't go see. Everybody else, let's go.
Queen and Led Zeppelin? No.
Yeah, right.
Rest in peace, Freddie Mercury. All right.
All right, well, let me fade this out.
Yeah, fade that out. Let's say our pleasant goodbyes. And then Summer Caharo, maybe you can join us on Sunday.
Yeah.
We're going on 8 o'clock.
Sunday around 8 o'clock. We're going to 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah.
And,
We'll be partaking in some hand sanitizer and my sparkling iced caffeine black raspberry drink with caffeine and whatever.
Maybe I'll still have some Jameson left and we'll be good.
Yeah. And if you guys got any suggestions, please email us. Tell us your thoughts, opinions.
Or, we look forward to your comments.
Yeah. That was probably an easier way of saying it.
Yeah, we look forward to your comments. Make something up.
Right.
Join us on Sunday. We'll do something. We'll have four new bands to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, when we say new, four undiscussed bands.
Right.
And really, when we say undiscussed bands, we're more talking
about. Is that a word? Undiscussed?
I just made it up. I'm sure it actually exists because
Stoner OG. We're just getting ready to wrap it up.
Wait a minute. Is that really the Stoner OG?
I don't know. Do you know Stoner OG?
Dude, you know Stoner OG. Friend of the show. Smells lovely. Looks good in leather. New to the planet. You know him.
The guy that used to work for NASA.
Right. Tire swing in the backyard. Has a hurricane named after him.
Right. Did you write this shit down or what? Is this stuff just flying off the top of your head?
This stuff was flying off the top of my head earlier, and I wrote it down.
I'm looking at bacterial soap, password reset, soap at the dollar store, bar stools. That's my list.
That's not even funny.
It's funny to me because that's my everyday list that I check off. I got to go get my bacterial soap. I got folliculitis. I don't know where it came from. God, hell, getting old.
Dude,
I got a couple. I got a couple bumps behind my ear. They pop.
You're falling apart. Christ.
I think my barber had dirty scissors.
You're just
like, no.
Why did you go to the barber, dude? My hair is so long. It's ridiculous.
I know. I'm like the cleanest guy out there. I don't know how I end up with this shit.
I have 5 months. I have 5 months of hair growth. I think the last time I got a haircut was
My hair is about as long as your fingernails.
Yeah, my hair is short. I got last short. Haircut was before Thanksgiving.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't shaved my face in a week, so I've got a full beard.
You should just mohawk it.
Well, when I go to the Chickie to get my hair done. Hair done.
With Hooters place?
No, there's a place over here around the corner. One of those, you know.
Isn't it called Hooters?
Cheap, what's your place cuts. Called? I know what you're talking about. No, I go to Cheap Cuts.
Oh.
But they know me, and I just – she gets out the number one clippers and just goes at it. And every time they go like, really? Because when I walk in, I've got 4 or 5 months
of hair. Yeah.
And it's like I go from a long hair hippie to a Marine.
Right.
I walk out of there a Marine, and they're like, holy shit. And it's a completely different person.
It's a way to save money.
I should have been in the FBI.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the CIA or some kind of thing. Because, you know, I can grow a beard in about 12 minutes.
That's probably true.
3 weeks to get long hair, so.
Yeah. You probably got to hire a full-time cleaning lady, don't you? Just get all the hair out of the bottom of the tub, sink, wherever.
Floor. We don't discuss that on my house.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the part where you start playing the music.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And we say goodnight. It's not really the one I was looking for, but that's a good start.
I'm mixing it up a little bit. Tonight's a little different.
Tonight is always different. Tonight's the night.
It's a good Wednesday. It's the last Wednesday before the end of the month.
Yes.
So it's a short month.
We've done that.
The weather is getting warm.
It was
it's
nice
gonna be
50
another day or two.
And then it'll go back to 32 and it'll be fine. And everybody will freak out. I'll be wearing shorts on it.
I'll be wearing flip flops here in a couple days. For the rest of the year.
Well, our hearts go out to the folks in Texas.
Yeah, and Tiger Woods for rolling his car.
Send you woods. Jeez, just do something. Get warm. And fire all those assholes who don't know any better.
Yeah.
So that the next time this happens within the next 10 years, you're not all screwed again.
Yeah, if you want to send me some liner notes too, do that. I'm
running out of creativity. Yeah, Sunday we'll actually be prepared. I know today we were just kind of winging it.
Yeah.
God, this is great, son.